Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
We're diving into some of the things kids are reading about today on The Juice.
Yeah.
It seems like we've got a pretty diverse mix of stories today, from like heartwarming heroism to some pretty like serious stuff like international conflict, data privacy.
You know, these stories can definitely be like good starting points for some pretty important conversations.
Yeah, for sure. And the first story is like a perfect example of that. So it features this 11-year-old Girl Scout, Veda Karawan.
Yeah.
And she actually used CPR and saved her dad's life when he had a heart attack.
Oh, wow. And yeah. The article says she like literally just learned CPR in her Girl Scout troop like just a couple weeks before.
Oh, wow.
Talk about putting it into practice under pressure. It just like really highlights how crucial it is for young people to have these kind of skills.
It really makes you think, right?
Yeah.
Like, what if your kid was in that situation? This could be like a good time to talk with them about first aid and like the importance of staying calm when things are crazy.
Absolutely. You could even ask them, what would you do if someone needed help? It might make them want to learn first aid themselves.
Moving on, we've got a story that goes to a much tougher situation. The fighting and hunger crisis in Sudan.
This one is definitely a heavy one. The sources describe like really intense fighting between the Sudanese National Army and this paramilitary group called the Rapid Support Forces. Hundreds of civilians have been killed and millions have been forced from their homes. The UN is asking for billions of dollars in aid to deal with what they're saying is the worst hunger crisis ever.
It's a rough topic, but it's an important one. This could be a good chance to talk about what happens because of conflict, the role of humanitarian aid, and how global events can affect people even really far away.
Yeah, for sure. You can ask your kids, like, what do you know about Sudan? Or how do you think war affects people? It can open up a bigger conversation about being a global citizen, you know?
Next up, we've got a story that's causing a lot of debate. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency is asking for access to taxpayer data from the IRS.
This raises some serious concerns about privacy and like what could happen if that data is misused. Critics are worried that this could violate individual rights and even be used to go after political opponents.
It's a complicated issue with no simple answers.
Yeah.
It might be good to talk with your kids about how data is used and protected and the ethics involved, you know.
For sure. You could ask, what info do you think it's okay to share and what should be kept private? Or how do you balance transparency with privacy? It's a good way to get them thinking about being responsible online.
Totally. And switching gears to something that's literally out of this world, NASA is getting ready to launch the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope, and it's going to be ridiculously powerful.
This is where it gets really exciting. This telescope is going to be 100 times more powerful than the Hubble and James Webb telescopes. It's designed to see farther into space than we ever have before, maybe even back to when the universe was just starting out.
It's kind of mind-blowing to think about what we might discover with this new technology.
Totally. This could be a great chance to talk with kids about exploring space, how huge the universe is, and the big questions scientists are working on. You could even get them thinking about what it would be like to travel to faraway galaxies.
Okay, let's go to a more down-to-earth topic for a second.
Yeah.
We have a quote of the day from W.E.B. Du Bois, the famous civil rights activist and scholar.
Right. The quote talks about how important it is to do something now instead of putting things off for a more convenient time. It's a powerful message about taking advantage of the moment and making the most of every opportunity.
This could lead to a conversation about setting goals, procrastination, and the impact of our choices.
Yeah.
You could ask them, what's something you've been putting off? What could you do today to start working towards that goal?
Yeah, that's a great idea. It's an important lesson to learn early. And finally, we have a story about Hollywood and representation. For the first time, movies with female leads and movies with male leads were equally represented among the top grossing movies.
It's a good thing, right? But there's still more to do. As the source material points out, fewer speaking roles overall go to women, and minorities are still not represented enough in leading roles.
It's a good time to talk with your kids about why diversity and representation are important in the media they see.
Yeah, you could ask them. Why do you think it's important to see people from different backgrounds in movies and TV shows?
Yeah. Or what messages do you think movies send about different groups of people?
It's all about making them more aware and encouraging them to think critically about the media they're engaging with.
Yeah, it really is. These types of conversations can help them, like, develop a more critical eye.
Speaking of critical thinking, that story about the conflict in Sudan, it made me wonder about something.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
So the UN is calling for a ton of aid for the humanitarian crisis. But the article also mentioned that the U.S. government has stopped a lot of its funding and pretty much shut down USAID over there.
That's an important point. The article from Reuters quotes activists who are like super worried about what'll happen because of this funding freeze, especially with how big the hunger crisis is.
It makes things even more complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It shows how global politics and humanitarian aid are connected and how those decisions have real-world consequences.
Now, let's go back to that story about Elon Musk and taxpayer data. It's kind of scary to think about how much personal info is out there and how it's being used.
Yeah, and it's interesting that the article mentions how even the IRS commissioner can't see the kind of data that Musk's group is asking for. And also, looking at that database without permission is actually illegal.
So they're really testing the limits.
They are, and people are worried this could set a bad example and weaken privacy protections.
It seems like one of those situations where you have to weigh the good against the bad. On one hand, they say they need this to stop waste and fraud. But then the possibility of it being misused is a real concern.
Yeah, exactly. And it's important to realize that these concerns aren't just coming from one side of the political spectrum. The article quotes a Democratic congressman who said it's an illegal and blatant power grab.
So that story brings up a lot of questions.
It does. It shows some big problems around data privacy and the government having too much power in our digital world.
Okay, let's switch to something a little more inspiring. That story about NASA's new space telescope got me really interested. Can you tell me more about what it can do?
Well, the Hubble Space Telescope completely changed how we see the universe. Then the James Webb Telescope came along and took things even further. And now the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope is ready to take us on an even bigger journey of discovery.
It's hard to wrap my head around how big this is.
The article says it will be able to see light from when the universe was super young. Like, imagine being able to look back in time and see galaxies being born.
That's amazing. What are scientists hoping to learn with this telescope?
They want to figure out some of the biggest mysteries about the universe. How did it all start? How did galaxies form? Are there other planets that could have life? It's all about understanding our place in the cosmos, you know?
It really makes you appreciate how smart humans are and our need to explore what we don't know.
It really does. It shows what we can do with science and technology. And it reminds us that there's so much more to discover out there.
Now let's talk about that quote from W.E.B. Du Bois about taking action now.
It's a message that's always relevant, especially in today's world. It's so easy to get sidetracked or put things off. But Du Bois reminds us to stay focused, do something, and use our time well.
It's a good message for kids, too.
Definitely. Helping them learn about time management and setting goals can really make a difference in their lives.
And lastly, let's go back to the story about gender equality in Hollywood. It's encouraging that movies with female leads are finally equal to movies with male leads in terms of the most popular movies.
It's definitely a positive step. It shows that more and more people realize how important diversity and inclusion are in storytelling.
It's about making media that includes everyone and shows the real world.
Exactly. And that's a good goal to work towards. It's important for kids to see themselves in the media they watch and read.
So it seems like The Juice is covering some pretty important stuff and things that make you think.
It is.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.